Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. There's usually a bigger story than what we get, because on the surface, it just seems obvious that, I don't know, that something else is going on here with this guy that last Thursday morning, at a Wells Fargo branch in San Diego, a suburb of Solana Beach, he burst into the bank and said, "This is a robbery. Everybody get down on the ground." Okay? You know, it starts
That's
off...
That's pretty bold in today's day and age to try that.
It
still.
Is. And it is how you would normally expect a robbery to start off. But things got weird after that.
Uh-oh.
Because that was the only normal thing that made it like a robbery. Because rather than actually robbing the bank, the 35-year-old man stripped down to his underwear.
Oh, gosh.
Then took a seat in a chair in the front door.
Oh.
Without stealing as much as a penny.
And just sat there?
Just sat there.
Oh, was he high as a kite?
This is the part I don't know.
He had to be under some sort of controlled substance.
I'm thinking that, you know, it goes back to what we've talked about before. Whenever people want to get arrested, for some reason, there are people that want to go back to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
And in this case,
they just don't like not being in jail.
Yeah.
The free world is too much.
Right. Which, you know, I'm starting to lean that way. You know, I'm thinking every day.
We should all try and get in jail.
See, I'm faced with things every day. And I go,
I don't have to make dinner anymore.
I know. This stuff sucks. It's like, you know, it's kind of like whenever in the movie Office Space, and it's like, you know, I'm not going to go back to work anymore. It's like, well, how are you going to pay your bills? I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. You know, I think that it's at that point.
Get over it.
You look at it, you go, you know, I just want to go to jail. And what I don't understand is why he had to, you know, strip down to his underwear.
That's a little odd. I can lie.
Maybe that was just for good measure.
I feel like people are still making their bank deposits and just like glancing over their shoulder like, what a weirdo. Like, and then just go on about their daily business.
Right. Do we continue or what? The guy just sat down. Oh, God, he's taking his clothes off. You know, can we just hurry up with this transaction?
Like, chop, chop.
It's like, well, no, we're required to stop whenever there is a burglary in process.
Should wait for the police to
really
get here.
I've got to get back to work. And if you could just like step it up here a little
that
bit.
That guy's not going to rob you, clearly.
Yeah. Because when the police showed up, the man was unarmed, surrendered without incident.
Oh, my gosh. What a whack job.
Then he was booked into jail on suspicion of attempted robbery.
You don't say.
Yeah. We're kind of suspicious that that's what he was
maybe
doing.
Maybe he was thinking about it.
Right. He was thinking about something. He thought, well, how can I go to jail?
Here's a good way.
Right.
Strip naked in a bank.
He could be somebody that had already tried to go to jail, you know, like just showed up at the jail and said, you know, can I go in? And they're like, well, no, you got to do something wrong.
There
like what?
There has to be something more
like
to it.
Rob a bank, run naked through the neighborhood. Oh,
what
okay.
Not?
All right. So I think I've got this figured out, Jill. All right.
Run naked through your neighborhood and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think the neighbors want to see that again. Yeah. Last time. There was like, there's tasers and everything. All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits is 102.7.